Holding the Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer could lead to the emergence of an Olympic strain of COVID-19, according to the head of Japan's doctors' union. They fear the arrival of tens of thousands of people from outside the country could spread dangerous new variants, even as Japan struggles to contain a fourth wave of the pandemic. Only 5% of Japan's adult population has received a first shot of vaccine, while opinion polls there suggest a majority of people want the Games postponed. Let's talk to Peter Sherrard, who's CEO of the Olympic Council of Ireland. A very good afternoon to you, Peter Sherrard, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Can we be clear at the outset, if the Games go ahead, Team Ireland will be there?
Yes, at the moment we are having to manage a lot, clearly, given the health emergency worldwide. We understand that there is some public frustration in Japan, just as there was here a few months ago. But from what we see and what we understand and what we're hearing on a daily basis from both the Tokyo organisers, from the Japanese government and from our host camp organisers, there are very, very detailed protocols that have been developed in cooperation with the World Health Authorities that we're satisfied through the medical team that's reviewing it here on this side will provide the degree of protection that's required for the athletes going into that environment. You're talking about daily testing, you're talking about daily, hourly whereabouts and movements that have to be provided, no mixing with the Japanese population. So it is difficult, but it's what athletes have been doing for the last months and year in terms of their preparation for the Games. And only as recently as a few weeks ago, we had athletes out diving in Tokyo, triathletes out in Yokohama, and many other places worldwide. And it's part of a new reality that they're having to deal with. But largely, these events are carrying off safely.
There is, of course, no event quite like the Olympics in terms of the spectacle, of course, but also just in terms of the sheer numbers, the volume of people there, hundreds of thousands gathering together to compete. What do you make of Japanese doctors saying their concern is that this could be a breeding ground for new variants, bringing so many people together from so many different parts of the world?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to override medical advice, but I think, you know, the IOC, the Japanese government, are working very closely with the World Health Organization to manage and prepare the protocols. And they're very detailed, as I've said, that are being put in place for the Games. You know, some context, though, is required. In terms of the daily case numbers in Japan, you're looking at 4,500. That's exceptionally high for them. But if you because of they've been dealing really excellently with the pandemic heretofore. But if you look at translating that back to the Irish population, that's approximately 180 cases a day. In terms of their ICU bed capacity, across Japan as a whole, there's an average 38% occupancy. And in the worst hit areas at the moment, 75% occupancy. So yes, they're having to deal with a lot. We have huge sympathy for that. But we do feel that by abiding by these very strict protocols and by ensuring that the vast majority of athletes, staff members, supports, coaches who will be travelling are going to be vaccinated, we believe that we'll help in that effort.
Yes, but the rates of vaccination in Japan among the adult population there are very, very low. 5% have only have had any form, even a first vaccine. It's only about 1.9% of the population who's been fully vaccinated. You can understand why they feel very vulnerable.
Yeah, and I do understand that, of course, but I think, you know, sometimes big organisations like the IOC can be attempting to get their message out in terms of the fact that athletes will not be mixing at all with local Japanese population. The whereabouts and the daily and hourly activity sheets that have to be completed for the first 14 days on arrival that we've talked about, you know, if there's any deviation from that, the Japanese government authorities have to be notified. And a person who is looking to make any exemption from that, which would be only granted under extremely rare circumstances, would actually have to have a Japanese public health official travel with them. So the understanding of the degrees of separation, and it is unfortunate because it does mean that the athletes will have a very different experience. But nonetheless, the athletes are very, very keen to make this go ahead.
I understand that
because they've been working most of their lives towards it.
Of course, they've put a huge amount into it and already they've had one postponement. But the question also is, can people be confident that the priority here is public health? Because there's so much else at stake. An enormous amount of organisational effort has gone into these games in Japan and around the world. And of course, there's financially a huge amount at stake.
Yeah, there is that. And that's, look, it's probably more a question for the IOC. But from what I understand, and I'm pretty sure this is the case, if the IOC, the easiest thing for them to do would have been to cancel the games last year and to leave it at that. And I believe they would have been covered largely under insurance policies that they had in place. So to be fair to them, what they're trying to do is to make the games go ahead in a safe environment. They're working very closely with the international health authorities to allow that to happen in a safe environment. And I am satisfied that that is happening at the moment. And, you know, the easiest thing is to sit back and say, well, look, it's too hard. We'll leave it. I do think we need some positivity in the world. And we've seen the benefit of big sporting events elsewhere. And it does. It is something that means a lot to people, first and foremost to the athletes that we represent. And I think we do have to be careful that we see the wood from the trees and to understand that, you know, if we felt that the safety measures being put in place weren't of the required standard, that we'd have to call it. But at the moment, we're very satisfied that they are and they're being done in the proper manner.
They can, our athletes can travel safely.
That are, yes, precisely, that that our athletes can travel safely. I do think, and I've said this before, Brian, that this will be, without doubt, the most challenging games that we've ever had to enter a team into. And there will be challenges, there will be difficulties, but I think notwithstanding that and notwithstanding the very altered experience that the athletes will have to endure during their time in Japan, they'll be spending a lot of time alone in their rooms. All right. They'll be going to training in quite a solitary manner. They won't be mixing with other people, even within their own team. So it's going to be a bit challenging for them.
Okay.
But we believe that it can be done, and we have to provide the levels of support around them to allow them to have as good an experience as they possibly can.
Very good. Peter Sherrod, CEO of the Olympic Council of Ireland. Thanks for talking to us.